Thank you for listening to the Print and Packaging Lab powered by PIA Mid-America. We are a regional trade association focused on helping print and packaging companies grow, connect, and succeed. Today, Lena Thompson of Color Mark joins us to discuss mentorship, lifelong learning, and the relationships that shape a career. Together, we explore the evolution of print, the importance of industry involvement, and why investing in others may be one of the most meaningful ways to leave a lasting impact.
Hi, Lena.
Hi, Janie.
Thanks for being on the podcast with me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me. It's pretty exciting. You know, not every day you get an opportunity like this. So
yeah. Well, it's going to be a great conversation. We've known each other for a long time. I know that we've got a lot to chat about. You're Lena Thompson, and you're with Color Mark. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my. I've been in the printing business for a long, long time. And I've always loved it, have never gotten tired of it. I'm always excited about the new projects and that my clients come up with. They're always challenging and quality oriented. I love the printing industry, and I guess I always will.
Yeah. What got you into print to begin with?
Oh my, this goes back a few years. My first job in printing was Time Saver Templates, drafting and drawing templates. And they hired me to take them into the custom market.
Okay.
Which was not just measuring and angles and things like that, but more like the McDonald's, Spider-Man templates, and the ABCs, and learning, and trade shows, yeah. And more exciting things.
Yeah.
And I kind of got bored after about a year. Going to Chicago was too cold.
Right.
And
right.
For those trade shows, but took me into printing in business forms, and then that took me into commercial printing.
Yeah.
And just kind of all evolved from there.
Yeah. Did you think you were going to stay in it, in printing?
I had no idea, but you know, I liked the people, I liked the structure of the environment, and it seemed to be something I could build on. So I just really landed in a good place and learned a lot about printing over the years.
Awesome. You've always approached customers from a place of service. Where does that mindset come from?
I think service is the key to retaining your customers and to building that rapport, because service and quality to me has always been the two factors that you can't put a price tag on. Right. It's really something that you've got to stand out above everyone else and think about the details in advance and you know, provide the service that they need, and that more service than they even realize they need or want.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned above price, because sometimes I think we forget that the job requires all this extra attention to detail, and that's not necessarily in the quoted price.
No.
Yeah.
No. And, you know, we all pretty much work off of similar margins with similar paper prices and similar equipment. So what do we have that's going to make us stand out? It's going to go beyond what the customer's expectations are,
right.
And provide them with a service that in today's world, the new up and coming buyers don't know a lot about printing.
Yeah.
So we've got to make them look good to their superiors and make their projects stand out so that they can win awards and they can, you know, look good to their supervisors and their
right.
management team and make their brand look good in the market. I mean, that's so important, and the quality to me has always stood head and shoulders above price, because you can always shop for a better price. There's a better price out there. All you have to do is go shop for it.
Right,
But are you going to get the same product or the service? Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. You've worked with everyone from growing agencies, startups, large national brands. At the end of the day, are their needs actually all that different?
No. They really just need a lot of service and a lot of hand-holding,
mm-hmm.
and to inform them of what they really need.
Yeah, that education piece is so key. You know, I think we could call ourselves veterans in the industry now, and I still learn every day.
I still learn every day, and welcome the learning, because the industry is ever changing. People are getting smarter. There's new systems in place to make our jobs easier.
Yeah.
And the more that we can implement those, the better off we are.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to take us back to a project you and I worked on. many years ago, I remember being at a national hospitality brand and sitting with their data manager and their marketing team, and they're asking us how to leverage their loyalty program using variable data printing. I didn't understand it. It was mind-boggling to me at the time that we're in this global brand telling their people about variable
Well, sometimes we made it up as we went along, I
data.
think, in the early days. But luckily, we worked for a good company that had the resources to implement it and to make it seamlessly happen with the portals and the online ordering tools and the print on demand and all of the resources that we need to actually make that happen. But did we know what we were talking about that day? Maybe not.
We sure figured it out by the end, though.
Yes.
But I think it goes to how much the industry continues to evolve and how different marketing ideas and different needs from customers external to the printing industry impact what we do every day. And it changes what we do and how we approach things.
Absolutely. I think the one that stands out in my mind was the most challenging to me back then was that concise marketing, that there were 16 variable fields in every book that we printed, and it was all on demand, and it was a huge project. And I remember spending Christmases, press checking that thing and verifying that all the data had come across correctly. And nobody wants to spend Christmas doing that. But sometimes in our early careers, it takes that kind of dedication to make a customer happy with what you're delivering to them to ensure that what you're delivering to them is accurate.
Right. And I think that goes into to what data management is on a customer side, right? Like whereas the printing industry aren't necessarily taking their data and massaging it and doing things to it. We're hoping that data comes in clean and has the right mapping and direction for us to create a fully variable piece, even with images.
Absolutely.
How has customer communication evolved since the beginning, since you started?
Customer communication has evolved and has changed, and I find myself a little slow to change because I've always done it in person. I've always delivered my proofs. I've always provided paper dummies before the project starts to make sure that, the customer knows exactly what paper we're printing on, what the book's going to look like, the size, how it feels, that they like it. And I do all of that in person. Most people today drop off proofs or have them drop off. The customer reviews them. Maybe they go over changes in person. Maybe they have them picked up by a courier again. I'm still implementing all of that in person and hands-on to make sure that we don't miss anything, to make sure that it's all communicated well. And not in today's world, not everybody has time for that, but most of my customers still appreciate that personal attention and like it, because sometimes I'll think of things that they haven't thought of, or I'll look at color a little differently than they are, or bring things up. So it keeps us from having issues on press. And it's all not just on the computer magic yet. It's getting there, but it's not quite there yet. And I still like to do a lot of things in person. And I think that that is important to my customers because it lets them know how involved I am in the project. Because anybody can do it if there's not a difference. If it's just punching a button and ordering something, it's a little different whenever you've got all that personal communication going on.
Absolutely. Internally, we'll proof our things. And print them out and build a mock-up. And it's amazing what you can catch that you're not catching, no matter how many different ways you look at it in a software. Just being able to experience, touch it, walk through how it would fold.
It makes a huge difference because if you get on press and you have a misspelled word or an image that's wrong or something's pixelating because it's low resolution, it doesn't look good, then to pull off press, you're looking at several thousand dollars. Whereas if you catch it on the proofing stage, then you're looking at $100 or $200, you know,
right,
minimum cost. I just think if you can prevent having issues on press, we need to always do that.
Yeah, that's really smart. One thing I've appreciated about our relationship was your willingness to teach me what I needed to know about print, and I think you still do that today. I would say that you've consistently invested in helping and encouraging others throughout your career. Why has that mattered so much to you?
Well, I think most of the reason that it matters so much to me is because early in my career, you know, I had mentors that invested in me. I remember standing at the press at Buchanan with Tom Turek, and he explained dots on press and angles and printing and ink saturation and all of those things. I remember working with Art Bush at Williamson and him going through line screens of color and how Williamson printed differently than anyone else in town. And all of those things mattered, you know, and that's where I developed a quality-oriented background.
Yeah.
And the people investing in me and taking time. And I realized at the time that I needed their knowledge because they couldn't take it to the grave with them.
Right.
But I needed to know that stuff so that I could use it in my career, and I needed to be able to pass it on to the future generation.
Yeah.
Because yes, some of it's in a book, and I remember the first print book that I received was that little pocket pal.
Mm-hmm.
The little pocket pal that was so much about printing,
yeah,
but in a compact version of printing 101. And, you know, I remember Jesse Williamson, you know, how demanding he was, and you had to know what you were doing because he would find out quickly if you knew what, you know, print was all about and how to do it and how to communicate with your customers. And I learned quickly that the best knowledge that I could obtain was from the people that were the successful people like Bill Ehrlich and, you know, the list is long,
Walt
Black, you know, I mean, it's just Mike Boudreau, you know, I mean, it's just the list is long of the people. Don Clampett, I mean, taught me so much about paper and continues to teach me about paper. So, you know, there's just so many people that I've learned from over the years that I've always been willing to try to instill that knowledge in the future generation.
Yeah. There is a difference in experiencing seeing line screen with a loop and a difference than opening the Pocket Pal or any other textbook and looking at it on the page where it's been magnified. It's just different. And I am thankful to all those who have helped me in my career and also to you. Gives us a chance to pay it forward.
Absolutely. And that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Because it can become, it's overwhelming until you get your entrenched in it. It can be overwhelming as to how much knowledge there is out there. I mean, I go back to collecting the sappy little wire booklets that go through folding, printing, special features. And I've held on to those over the years, and I still refer to them.
Yeah.
Because somebody will want something that I haven't done in years, and it's just easy reference.
I think our industry can be really high pressure and high stress. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made with every job. There's a lot of pieces that are rolling around that could go haywire at any moment. What makes someone easy to work with in that kind of environment?
I guess you're looking at the client side of it. I think that the client side of it, them having experience and knowing what they're giving us to work with as far as files, everything's branded, everything is high resolution. In today's world, a lot of times people don't want to provide the working files, InDesign working files. They want to give us PDFs, but then they don't understand that if we get a PDF and then we need to make changes, we can't always make changes based on how they've given us the file. So to me, working with the customer and letting them know what I need up front probably helps that transition and giving them what they want delivered in the end back to them.
Yeah. That's a great point. You know, I think we see a lot of that where we're just sharing as designers over the vinyl PDF. I'm a little old school still, and I provide that file. I provide the low res file, and I provide the packaged InDesign file if I can, because I know that even though I'm experienced and understand what I'm doing, I may have made a design error that you all, the print service provider, can fix better.
Yeah, and if we have that up front, then we can work from it a lot easier than if we don't.
Yeah.
But explaining that to people, they're like, wait a minute, I don't want to let go of my design file. You know, I don't want them making changes to my design, but we're not doing that. We're just making it print better by having the whole file, the InDesign file.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think also attitude does a lot and communication does a lot
Oh,
in these
absolutely.
environments.
Absolutely. Attitude, you know, I enjoy what I do, and I think it comes across to my customers still that I've got a smile on my face whenever I'm telling them that we have, you know, a challenge. And there's nothing worse in this industry to have something go wrong or not be
Yeah.
correct, you know, going into it. And the way that you present it to the customer with options to solve the problem and with a smile on your face, you know, and a good attitude makes a lot of difference. I remember once I had to give a presentation about dressing for success. And one of the things that I went into at that conversation was to always get up and dress your best every day, because if you look your best, you'll feel your best and you'll act your best
Yeah,
every
you've
day.
remained really actively engaged in the industry throughout your career. Why does that matter to you?
I think it matters the most because of the respect I have from for the people in the industry and the knowledge that I can pull from them. And networking regularly, you find out the new paper from Mohawk, or you find out new equipment, new technology, you know, when everyone gets together and everybody brings what's going on in their world together. I think that collaboration really can further your career if you tap into it and realize who the leaders are in the industry and continue to embrace them and find out their knowledge, find out what industries are printing more, which industries are going away, which industries care about color, which industries care about the paper they're printing on, because you know, you can always find a cheaper paper, but it just gets uglier and uglier and uglier, you know. But some customers are still willing to pay for the premium papers because they're unique. When their client receives that printed catalog in the mail, it's going to stand out. They're not just going to toss it. They're going to, oh, this has soft touch coating on the catalog. Wow, this is amazing. And when you've got a catalog that truly represents their products and their colors of their products, it makes a difference. I think they'll take time to spend with that catalog rather than, you know, everybody's tired of looking at a computer by the end of the day. Who wants to shop online and look at a computer all day, all night when you've been on the computer all day? I don't really want to look at the computer once I get home.
It's nice to flip through and dog ear
Yes. Yes.
and come back to it, right?
Yes. And make that wish list
Yeah.
or that Christmas list or
Yeah.
show it to the grandchildren or all
Yeah.
that.
Well, and I think it's a great point of when you show up to a networking event industry-wise, or you show up to industry, that not only are you taking, but I think you're also giving back too and contributing to that conversation that makes us all stronger. And if you hear what Sam or Joe or Janie did over there, you've learned from it and you don't have to have that stumbling block on your own.
Absolutely, it makes a difference. And I know that whenever I run across something that's a challenge for me, maybe I can call that person and tap into their network and they'll help me find what I need for my customers too.
What still excites you about the print industry today?
The PIA Awards.
I did not tell you to say that.
No. I still get excited about entering them. I think more or less it's the reward for my customers. You know, their design, their print, their product has won an award, and it's really fun to come back after the awards and say, look what we did. It's not look what I did. It's look what we did, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that that creates a bonding that you can't really find anywhere else.
Right. Going back to that relationship building and connection and trust that you've built with your customers.
Absolutely. They love it. The customers love the PIA Awards.
I love it. We do too.
Yeah. And then they say, well, can we go? And I'm like, no, you can't go. All my competitors are there.
Well, they're going to stay with you because of what you bring. If you're doing the right things by your clients, they're going to stick with you. And let's be honest, your competitors are already calling on them.
True.
True. What kind of advice would you have for someone entering the industry today?
Take it slow. Find out as much information as you can. Learn print first
that
so that whenever you go out into the marketplace, you can sound like you know what you're talking about, because there's so many old buyers out there that will just try to test you. And I remember one of them, my early in my career, they were like, what is CMYK? And I was like, what is, you know, I didn't have a clue what that was at that point. I'll never forget that conversation. She said, call me back whenever you know what CMYK is.
Love it. Well, for anyone entering the industry and looking for that knowledge, PIA Mid-America has some of that training available. And so reach out to us if you're in that position. Looking back, what is something that you're most proud about that probably wouldn't be on your resume?
You know, there's quite a few I can think of, but I think SAPPY Printer of the Year Award. I was at Color Dynamics a month and printed a book for RBM&M that won SAPPY Printer of the Year.
Yeah.
And I remember I dropped off a copy to Don Clampett, left him on his desk. He called me and he said, Lena, this book is beautiful. And it was printed for Big Thought, which is a nonprofit agency that teaches kids how to focus on their art rather than getting in trouble, the really talented kids. And Don said, Lena, have you entered this in the printing, the SAPPY Printer of the Year contest? And I said, no, Don, I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah.
He said, I'll take care of it. I'll enter it for you. And that award had never been received in Texas.
That's awesome.
So it was awarded to Color Dynamics. The president and I think six vice presidents, or there was a team of six people that came from South Africa to give us that award. And it came with a check for $20,000. For the company to use for marketing.
That's awesome.
So that's probably the one that stands out the most. And I don't think that we've lost but one kid in the book.
That's awesome.
So it's a huge success story.
That's really cool.
More about the kids than anybody or anything I ever did.
Yeah.
I have two copies, Janie.
I love it. I love it. It's such a beautiful book. I remember looking at this before. It's gorgeous. The stitching, the foil stamping. Just the unique way that it binds together is so cool.
And working with RBM&M, Brian Boyd, and actually Shirley Richards was the person that, Richardson was the person that brought me this project because she said, I can't trust it with anyone else.
Yeah.
But it was challenging, you know, but it turned out beautiful and it was on SAPPY paper. So
that helps.
I think we're on McCoy silk.
Yeah. It's beautiful. The images really pop out of here, and the dark solids and the fine type. Love it.
Yeah. So
it's a special book.
That's probably one of my favorites. Printed a book for Deborah Roberts. She's an amazing artist in Austin.
Yeah.
Was able to print a legacy book about Ann Richards. Not too, you know, last two years ago, I guess it was now. Her press secretary out of Austin with Lynn Dobson, that owns Whataburger, her family underwrote the project. But I loved Ann Richards. She was amazing lady, governor of Texas, that stood toe-to-toe with just about anyone.
Yeah.
And was a strong personality. So it was nice to print, you know, really fun things about strong people.
Yeah, that's nice. I think one of the things that's exciting about print, and it's probably the thing that drew me in, was the process that you watched a project take and then having it come out just beautiful. You start with raw materials, ink and paper and foil on a roll, and you come out with beautiful art at the end of the day that 9 times out of 10 is a marketing piece, but even marketing pieces can be beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, good. Yeah. Any closing remarks from you?
That's tough. I mean, I would say be involved in PIA. I always have been. You know, look to them for knowledge. Just stay involved and gather information. Pay attention to the details. And if I can ever help anyone, please reach out. More than happy to. I mean, we both worked on the student show for years. Yeah. And
great point.
You know, I remember doing a printing 101 at Williamson, and 3 hours later, the students were still asking for information. So yeah. There's a lot of people out there that need the information. So the more that we can mentor to everyone in the industry, whether it be at the printing company that we work at or the students in training in schools, we're happy to help any way we can.
Thank you for being part of our community. Thank you for sharing your knowledge, and thank you for being on this podcast.
And thank you for being my friend forever, Janie.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Print and Packaging Lab podcast powered by PIA Mid-America. Contact us to learn more about membership and for access to this and other content made for the printing and packaging industry. Get in touch by emailing us at info@piamidam.org.